Welcome, welcome, welcome again, Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist and certified dementia practitioner. If you are hearing me, if you can see me, and if you can hear me, please comment live. If you are watching on the replay, please comment replay. Well, anyway, there was this pretty good question. Ooh, almost fell forward. It's this pretty good question in one of our group. It says, is falling a common thing for dementia? Actually, not. Actually not. But there are a lot of factors why your loved one or why your patient is falling. So most of the time, it's obviously it affects their brain, called your basal ganglia. Your basal ganglia is the back part of your brain, and it affects your alternating movement. Okay, it affects your alternating movement. Guess what? If you don't have an alternating movement, so for example, I'm moving this arm, right? If I can't move this and do alternating movement, guess what? I'm going to fall on my leg, right? So there are five causes of falling. So first is your blood pressure. Okay, your body, let me get a sample here. Your body is just like an oil pan. So when you're laying down like this, when you sit up and stand up, guess what? It's like an oil pan again. Like the oil from the top, it goes all the way down. So same thing with the body. When you're laying flat down, and you sit up and stand up, guess what? The blood from your loved one's head, the blood from their heart, it will go all the way down, especially when they stand up very quickly. So I'm just 40-something. When I'm kneeling down and playing with my kids or whatever, and I stand up very quickly, I get dizzy. When I'm trying to tie my patient's shoes or trying to remove their socks or whatever, and I stand up, I get dizzy. What more for your loved ones who have dementia? And normally the muscles on your legs, let me show you my beautiful legs, right? I can see it. You can see it, right? But normally the muscles on your legs are supposed to pump the blood back to your heart. But if it's weak, your loved one is not moving, they're not exercising, and the muscles on the legs are weak, they're not able to pump the blood back to the heart, guess what? It's going to pull down there. They're going to get dizzy. There's a medical term for that. It's called orthostatic hypotension. Okay, orthostatic hypotension. Ortho means the bone, static means not moving, right? And tension means the tension in your blood vessels, right? So orthostatic hypotension. What's the next cause of falling? What's the next cause of falling? Let me see if somebody's live here. All right, well, I see people watching, so thank you very much. Hey, we got people from Scotland. There you go. There you go. Thank you very much for watching, James and Joanna, Rhea. Yeah. Her hubby is getting physical therapy for walking in balance. That is very important. That's very important. Okay, so what's the next cause of falling? Aside, remember, we talked about the blood pressure, right? The second cause of falling is your eyes. Your eyes. Okay, you see my eyes, right? So two part, your eyes is not only the window to your soul, it's also the window to your balance. So if you have a good doctor, a good therapist, or a good practitioner, they're going to do two things on your eyes. So I don't have a flashlight right now, right? First thing that they're supposed to do is flash a bright light on your eyes. Why? Because it needs to constrict and dilate as quickly as possible, okay? It needs to constrict and dilate as quickly as possible. Guess what? If it doesn't constrict and dilate and it's not constricting and dilating, and it's sometimes it's just constantly dilated, guess what? They're going to lose balance. So let me just turn that off real quick. I'll call you later. When I go to a movie house, it's dark there, and then I go out, and it's so bright. Guess what? I get dizzy. So same thing with your eyes. If it's not constricting and dilating as quickly as possible, guess what? Your patient or your loved one will fall. If they are in a bright room, for example, in the kitchen area, it's bright there, right? And then they go into their room, which is dark, and they haven't turned on the light yet, and their eyes haven't adapted yet, guess what? They're going to fall. So a lot of patients, they also fall during transition from one room to another, right? So transitioning from one room to another. Okay, so that's the first thing in the eyes, the constriction and dilation. What's the next thing in the eyes that they're supposed to check when they're asking to move that eyes left and right? Left and right. Why? Because those are what you call your oculomotor muscles. Oculo means the eyes. Motor means the muscle. So oculo motor muscles. If that eye muscles are not moving well, are not able to move well, guess what? They're going to fall, right? Because just like a, you know, just like a horse, if they're like this and they cannot move their eyes, guess what? They're going to fall. So a lot of our patients, a lot of our loved ones, they walk like this, right? And if they turn their head very quickly, guess what? They fall. I don't even want to stand up because I'm going to fall, right? So you have to make sure they're also exercising their eyes. You got to make sure they're, or you're also exercising their eyes. So remember when they go to the ophthalmologist or optometrist, they give you like a sheet of paper wherein they can, they should be exercising their eyes. They need to do that. You need to do that. That way they still keep on exercising the eyes, right? So like what we've been talking about, there's no cure for Alzheimer's or dementia, right? But there are other ways to prevent your patient or your loved ones to getting worse. So these are the ways for them to stop getting worse. You know, the eyes, you can prevent that. You can improve that. And that way they prevent them from, you prevent them from falling, right? Okay, what's the next? What's the next? I got to turn that off, right? We did the blood pressure. We did the eyes. What's number three? The inner ears. Your inner ears, they have what you call canals. They have canals. You got crystals in that canals. So imagine you've got a bowl like this, right? You got a bowl. I don't have a bowl here in my thing, but there's a bowl. And inside that bowl are crystals. You got crystals inside, right? So every time I'm moving forward and then backward and then sideways, those crystals or that canal is automatically adjusting to it. Okay, if that canal or those crystals are in the wrong canal or wrong way, guess what? It's going to fall. So a lot of patients, they're like this, leaning forward. Their canals are forward like this. So those crystals will fall forward. Guess what? They're going to fall forward. When they try to look up and it's not adjusting well, those crystals will fall backward. And guess what? Their loved one or patient will fall. All right, so that those crystals needs to be in the right canal, okay? What happens when they're not in the right canal, or they're in the wrong canal or wrong area? What do you call that? Do you call that vertigo? When your patients, you know, get dizzy because they're always dizzy, right? And then you need to go to a physical therapist or a physician that will check and can put that crystal back in the right place, okay? Put it right in the right place. Joanne says he has vascular dementia and now early macular degeneration. Yep, that happens. Vascular dementia, vascular means blood supply. So if there's lack of blood supply in the brain, obviously there's lack of blood supply to the eyes, and it leads to eye issues. Okay, so what's the next? We talked about the blood pressure going down. We talked about the eyes getting weak. We talked about the ears and the crystals there, you know, not in the right canal. What's the fourth? Any wild guess there, people who are watching? I'm looking at the Facebook. I'm looking at my cell phone here. All right. No wild guess. Okay. Fourth one is actually your reflexes. Your reflexes. That's the reason why your doctor needs to check your reflexes in your elbow, reflexes on your knees. Why? Because you need those quick muscle movement, or fast muscle movement, that's quick muscle movement. So when they're about to fall, they need to catch themselves because they need those reflexes. So how do you develop those reflexes? You need to exercise, you know, to exercise those muscles, right? To exercise those muscles. So in order for that muscle to continue to fire when they need to be firing. So there are two types of muscle group. So first muscle group is your slow twitch muscle group, wherein it's called your strength muscle. The second muscle group is what you call your fast twitch muscle group, wherein it's responsible for your quick muscle movement. So that needs to be there. So when you're checking a patient, they hit that knee, it's supposed to kick. And if it doesn't move, guess what? It's called hyporeflexive, and they don't have the reflex, and the risk for falling also very high. So that needs to be checked, and that needs to be exercised. You can develop that too with your patients, with your loved ones. Turn that off again. What's the last thing? One of the many causes of falling. Last is dehydration, water intake. You need to have your water intake. They need to keep drinking water. Obviously, if they have a fluid restriction, for example, they have heart issues or congestive heart failure, they need to limit their water. But as much as possible, hydration is the key. Water, water, water. Why? Because when the patient is dehydrated, guess what? When they forget to drink water, right? Because they have problems with memory, right? So when they have problems with memory, guess what? They forget to drink. When they forget to drink, they get dehydrated. When they get dehydrated, they get UTI or urinary tract infection. When they get urinary tract infection, guess what? They're going to start falling. They're going to start be confused, and they're just going to start behaviors. So there's this part in your brain called the hypothalamus. Your hypothalamus is actually responsible for your it's a temperature regulating system. It's responsible for your thirst, your hunger, your temperature in your body. And they got problems with the brain, obviously, right? Brain issue. And there's lack of blood supply. You know, that brain is shrinking. Guess what? That part called hypothalamus is also affected. And they forget to drink. You know, if it's cold, they're hot. And when it's hot, they're cold. And then it's just like a, what do you call this? A thermostat in your house. Your thermostat in your house isn't working well. So same thing with the brain. So that's what happens with the brain. Okay. Let's go ahead and do a recap. Let's do again and do a recap. I see those people watching. Dawn is right. I guess I was asking her earlier, what many causes of falling to oxygen? That's true. Lack of oxygenation. So, all right. So let's go ahead and recap what we talked about, the five common causes of falling. First is your blood pressure, right? Blood pressure. So you have to make sure you're checking their blood pressure regularly, whether it's because blood pressure changes according to your position too, laying down or supine, sitting or standing. Okay. So that needs to be checked. Okay. Next, your eyes. It needs to be checked. The constriction and dilation of the eyes. Next is your movement of the eyes. All right. That needs to be checked. Next is the ears, you know, your inner ears. The crystals in that canal needs to be in the right place. Number four is the reflexes on your leg. All right. Reflexes here, because you need the reflexes, right? What else? Last is the water intake. So water intake. Joanne said that is what our chiropractor keeps telling him, to get plenty of fluid. That is true. And fluid, because our body is composed of 80% fluid. All right. Okay. Again, that's just a quick Q&A for us today. If you've got any questions, we're going to do that. We're also going to put this up on our page, drmikechua.com. And again, I wish you all the best. And always remember, be awesome, be great, be excellent. And I will see you around. And always, don't forget, by the way, we always have that Tuesday dementia training. Come and join that Tuesday dementia training that we have. I wish you all the best. God bless you. And I will see you around Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group. Bye-bye.